Couldn't be a more difficult start, the All-Ireland champions.
Yeah, yeah, good test for us. We're getting started with Dublin, so you know you're the best team in the country, I suppose. But no, it'll give us a good measure where we're at, so we're looking forward to it now. And hopefully we'll get to see, you know, a couple of new gears coming in and I suppose a new management set up. So it'll be just good to try new things out, basically.
What's the feeling about where Donegal are now in terms of going into the league? Because a couple of years ago you went up to Division 1, you've consolidated that Division 1 status. What's the feeling going into 2018?
Well, I suppose last year, like, I mean, the big thing for us was our aim was, you know, oh, we want to stay up in Division 1. I mean, you looked at the teams last year and it was, you could easily say it was the top 8 teams in the country, probably looking at previous years. But you know, it's just this year now, like, after it snowballed last year and we got to the final, we were all like, geez, when you get there, you want to win it. But no, like, this year, I suppose new management and new players in, it's just, you're wanting to, I suppose we always feel we're on the cusp of something. Like, we won the intermediate in 2010 and then we never really took off after that, and even though we had the players and the talent there. So hopefully now with a wee bit more organisation we can kick on. And, you know, we've got to our quarter finals and we've gotten beaten by 1 point and we've got beaten by 15 or 16 points, you know. So it'd be nice now to maybe just get over that hurdle and then see where we go from there, even get that far and get over the hurdle, you know.
You say you feel you're on the cusp of something. Is that the feeling now going into this year, that you're close to silverware?
Yeah, well, we're lucky enough that we're, you know, we've won 2 Ulster titles now, and they're the first 2 the county's ever won. Like, and, you know, it would be nice to just add to that. But, like, again, it's like anything, you know, when you keep winning, it builds and builds and you go towards something. So maybe last year when we did, you know, there was a bit of buzz about it when we were winning, and then, you know, to come down to such a calamity against Mayo, it was a bit upsetting. So just even maybe to get back to, you know, getting rectifying them kind of losses, that you want to go back and, like, you can't fix things obviously once a game is always gone, like, but you look back and you think, God, if we'd done these things better or done this better. So it's just changing that maybe going forward.
I think for a lot of people the expectations kind of change when you beat Cavan and Monaghan in Ulster Championship games. Straight away people think Donegal, All-Ireland contenders.
I suppose it's different from the men, like, you know, you would always have your certain standout teams that, you know, were going to be there. And then whereas ladies, obviously, like the likes of Dublin and Cork would have always been up there, and you're kind of going, yeah. But, like, even Ulster football for ladies, like, you would have had Armagh around the top, and you have, you know, Monaghan have been banging on the door for a long time. And then you look at, like, we play Galway in the semi-final, like, and they've been up there contesting all the, you know, it's like there really is a good spread of teams that at any point could beat each other, like, so it always makes for an interesting game, if nothing else.
I'm sure you'd love to get a Division 1 title this year, but a consistent campaign like last year, something similar this year, I'm sure would be what you'd be aiming for.
Yeah, definitely. When you've all, as I say, when we've a lot of new players coming in, we're trying new things, like, that we maybe hadn't done before. So when you're doing that, you just, as you say, you want something consistent. So yeah, just to get results. Like, I mean, it's not the priority, but get the performance would be a bigger priority for us.
In terms of changes, what have you changed around for this year then?
Well, I suppose our management team has changed. Maxi Curran has come in, and Damien Devaney was involved with last year's all joint manager as well. So there's a bit of continuity there, but we have a lot more backroom team and stuff in there now, with Johnny McGinley and people like that contributing. And it's just, I suppose we thought we were professional and organised last year, and then when you look back at the preparation that maybe Mayo had done for our game compared to what we had done, we were, you know, like, people were saying the 7-week break was a big impact on us, whereas, like, I would look at it as, and we had 7 weeks to prepare for one game, and we, you know, we messed it up, like. And I mean, that's done and gone now, but, you know, you would hope them things don't happen now going forward, like.
I think when people saw the Dublin documentary after they won the All-Ireland, and the team and the stats work and whatever else, people maybe got an appreciation of what's needed now in ladies football, you know, in terms of management now.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, you were looking, I think back to when we were underage, you know, you kind of just went out and everybody played, you know, corner forward, played in corner forward, they didn't move. But, like, we've got a lot more, like, the men's game now. You have people like Noelle Healy playing a corner forward, but she doesn't stay there, like, you know, she's everywhere and you're going to have to watch her. But I think, yeah, teams have moved it on. Like, it's professional, but it's a lot. It makes the game more exciting, basically, like, because you're going to be competing against the best people in the right place. They're going to have the right tactics, so it just makes the game so much more exciting.
What's the pre-season been like in Donegal? Because a few of the counties have said they started a little bit later this year. They're trying to peak a bit later. What have you been like, given that you've had new management coming in as well?
Yeah, I suppose we did. We did start later than we were last year, and we've focused a lot more just on bringing in new gears and getting into a new routine again with management. Like, so, I mean, yeah, but probably, like, last year when we started the league, we had done a lot of training and put a lot of work into the legs, and I mean, maybe that's where them early results came out of. But now this year, I suppose we're just, as I say, we're looking forward to the performance and getting, you know, certain aspects of our own game right.
Tremendously exciting. I think that's the feeling we're getting from all the players. You know, more televised games, more double headers, more promotion, all good things for the game.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, you're looking there at as a Galway and Mayo, I think, and one of their league games is going to be televised. Like, and that's a big step in the right direction. Like, that's the kind of thing you want to see, and it'll be a highly competitive game. The two of them love to batter lumps out each other. Like, but no, I think what Lidl have done as a company coming on board, like, they raised the profile, and now people want to actually, you know, what's going on, ladies football here, what's happening, and the games are exciting. You know, I mean, I the lucky joy of covering it, I was commentating the time we won Ulster first. I wasn't actually involved that year, but like even the guys in the commentary box were saying, like, you know, come and watch these games, and they're exciting. They're not like the men's game where the ball's going over and back and so tactical. It's these games you have people like, you know, Jardine and Eve Hegarty that can break a defence and turn a game over in its head, like, you know, so that's what you want, come and watch.
Yeah, I think, look, it's a good product. It moves very quickly on the field as well, and so with all this promotion you want to make sure there's lots of exciting games on the field.
Oh, that's it, yeah. Like, I mean, our game against Cork last year, people keep saying it was so exciting. Like, I mean, it's disappointing in a way, but it's nice to hear that you were involved in something that was so exciting that people wanted to talk about it afterwards. And even there, the All-Ireland final, when you've seen the crowd and the intensity of that, and watched it, even though it ended up, you know, Dublin kind of run away with it at the end, it was still an all-out gung-ho battle, like, and that's what you want to see. That's what people get involved for. They, you know, you get involved emotionally in the game then, even though you're not, like, you're not playing or anything. Like I was saying to Goldie, I was so delighted for them at the end, but you were just kind of going, Jesus, it was such a build-up and such a focus on it. It was great.
You know what's very exciting, we're talking now in January, the great thing is everyone can dream about Croke Park in January.
Oh yeah, yeah, nice to know that nothing's happened yet. We'll see after Sunday how we can dream on then, but I think it, like, as I say, at any stage now any team could win it, so that's the nice aspect about ladies football. It's not all, you know, the Dubs are going to dominate again this year. It just mightn't happen that way.